The human right to safe, clean, and affordable water has been the law in California for 6 years. But for many of the state's residents, it is a human right in name only. After years of pressing their case, a coalition of clean water advocates are trying to finally make that right a reality. The Central Valley-based Community Water Center has been at the forefront of that movement. Susana DeAnda is one of its founders.
1 million Californians are exposed to unsafe drinking water each year. And recently, the State Water Board released a California map that highlighted nearly over 300 public water systems that were not able to provide potable drinking water, and the vast majority of them are found in the Central Valley, the heart of the state of California. And the reason being is, well, we have really poor water quality. We're dealing with water contamination that is serious, things like arsenic and nitrates that no one needs to be exposed to, much less should have that kind of drinking water found in their taps.
The Community Water Center helps Central Valley residents test their water quality, like the Chavez family who live on their 15-acre farm in Tulare County, a few miles west of Porterville, with their sheep, goats, chickens, and a very large horse. Cristobal Chavez, his wife, two kids, and the six foster children they are raising can't drink the water from their own well. Sitting in the shade of a massive mulberry tree, Mr. Chavez shows me the report of a recent well test.
You've got nitrates that are far higher than what is a safe level.
Four times higher, yeah. It's supposed to be like 45 and I have 180. And also we got this right here, an E. coli.
E. coli.
Two. And also I have the, what is that one? Coliforms.
Coliform bacteria.
Bacteria, yeah.
And that's also very much higher than it is supposed to be for safety.
Yeah, we cannot drink at all or use it for washing dishes, cooking, because we buy the water for everything, you know.
Some of the hardest working families in the Central Valley are having to pay some of the state's highest water rates for toxic water. For many, it takes 10% of household income just to have safe drinking water. Chavez spends $200 a month to buy bottled water. That's commonplace for thousands of Valley residents, especially with private wells or in small community water systems, largely because cleaning the water is expensive and not a viable option. And it's not only homes. Valley schools can't provide clean drinking water either. Until a few years ago, neither the state's bureaucrats nor local officials did anything about it. Chavez says they never warned him or his family about the poor water quality.
We drink that water for like 13 years without notice, you know. With I think the county or the state is supposed to tell us what's going on with the water. And I'm not the only one. It's so many people around in the area. People work for the dairies, work with the farmers. All of the people have the same problems, you know, because they're drinking bad water.
The county is not acknowledging that this water is not safe to drink?
They know, but they never tell us, you know, because they should know what's going on with the water.
Many Central Valley communities have inadequate infrastructure and lack funding to maintain what infrastructure there is. Some communities have no infrastructure at all to provide clean drinking water. DeAnda contends the major challenge is a sustainable source of funding to help improve water systems for small communities that are still affordable. That, DeAnda says, is what the Safe and Affordable Drinking Water Fund should do. Introduced by Senate Majority Leader Bill Monning, SB 623 would provide $140 million a year to improve small-scale water systems and help people like the Chavez family, who depend on private wells, with potable water subsidies and infrastructure. The Safe and Affordable Drinking Water Fund has the backing of the governor, but efforts to include it in the state budget failed to meet the two-thirds threshold required to pass. It would have levied a fee of 95 cents per month per household for most of the state's residents. There would also be other funding sources, says DeAnda.
The sources of funding that's coming from a variety, the agricultural and dairy industries are going to be paying a fair share related to the issue. They recognize they're part of the problem, and they want to be part of the solution. And you know what? That's a good thing. That's a great thing as it relates to nitrate contamination, because we know that the three major sources of groundwater contamination as it relates to nitrates are coming from animal manure and chemical fertilizer use.
The Safe and Affordable Drinking Water Fund is backed by a consortium of interests, including farmers and environmental groups. Despite the legislative setback, Governor Jerry Brown says he will find a way to finance the Safe Drinking Water Fund in this legislative session. Erica Zamora with the Community Water Center insists that it is a high priority for the state.
We must continue to strive to make sure that every community, regardless of their background, regardless of the language they speak or what class they spectrum they fall into, they should have access to clean water for the children, for the future generations, for the present.
In 2013, the U.S. EPA estimated that it will take an investment of $45 billion over 20 years to provide clean water for all Californians. A multi-pronged approach is inching the state closer to that goal, like the $43 million in Prop 1 water bond funds already distributed. Two other ballot measures will also help. One passed in June, Proposition 68, to provide financing for clean water projects. Another ballot measure is slated for the November ballot. That would allocate more dollars for water system upgrades and filters. With the Safe and Affordable Drinking Water Fund, the Community Water Center and 140 other advocacy groups say clean water can be available to Californians who currently lack it. Vic Bedoyan, Pacifica Radio, KFCF, Fresno.